Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Wojo.
Good morning, Woj.
Yeah, how you doing, Woj?
Okay. See, we're all still here anyway.
So far.
When I come to work in the morning, I don't know if I'm coming to a police station or a dancing studio.
Lighten up, will you, Woj? You got nothing to worry about.
Arthur Murray's already speaking. Catherine ain't here. Come on, Woj. In the last month, 100 people have been traipsing through this place and nobody's bought it yet.
But that doesn't mean someone won't.
Not at their terms. I mean, they're asking for 30% down and wouldn't carry a shred of paper. I was going to let you guys stay.
Why, that was the spat. Silent alarm just went off Dexter on 6th.
You and Woj.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want?
It's nice to see you, too. How you doing, Captain?
I didn't think we'd be seeing you again, Mr. Norrell.
Well, me neither. Anyway, I just wanted you guys to be the first to know. I bought the building.
Well, that's taps for us. Dancing school, you. I'm on a roll.
Services, they confirmed it. Mr. Norrell is the new owner of the 12th precinct.
Just great.
Yeah, they were going to call you, but I told them not to.
Oh?
Well, I felt better you should hear it from me than from some strangers.
Have we met?
Not really. Anyway, sir, the place will be in escrow for the next 30 days, so you guys don't have to pack right now.
It was very considerate of you.
Sure. And in the meantime, I'll be popping in and out, you know, now and then. But I'll try to keep out of your hair. I mean, after all, this is a police station. Do you mind if I use my bathroom?
Go right ahead.
Thanks.
All right, ladies, you want to step in here, please?
I swear, we never done anything like this before.
Look, they told us that we could be silent, so shut up.
All right, what do we got here?
What difference does it make?
Still Bobus, Will McKesson, Master Criminals.
I can't go to prison. I got a sweater soaking.
Don't worry about it. Picked him up at her dad's drugstore. I tried to get him a stolen credit card.
They wouldn't take a bad check.
The clerk got suspicious when Estelle here said, "It's good, I swear to God."
All right, where'd you get this card?
Professor Thorndyke.
Estelle.
Why should we protect him? He got us into this.
Who's Professor Thorndyke?
I'm a teacher. We took a seminar he gives. It's called Rip-Offs. The system and you. Maybe you heard about it.
No, but we're certainly interested. Would you ladies have a seat over here?
Does this mean we can plea bargain?
Why don't we just process you first, and then we'll see to it that you can arrange bail.
Sir?
Yes, Levitt.
Go on.
Yes, it's true. The building has been sold, and if everything goes according to schedule, we will have to vacate the premises in 30 days.
So it's true?
Yes, it's true!
Sir, what's to become of us?
Levitt, you know the department has indicated that if and when the building is sold, we will all be relocated.
Where?
That decision has not been made yet, but I'm certain that decision will be forthcoming.
When?
Levitt!
Sir, it's just that the men downstairs are getting a bit anxious.
Levitt, the point is there is no point in dwelling on what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
May I quote you on that, sir? Apparently fear has loosened my tongue.
Apparently.
I finished processing the Cherry Sisters.
Fine. Well, according to Estelle...
Estelle?
She says that the Thorndike guy is running a little university out of the back of some bar over on 6th. So anyway, Dietrich's gone to get a search warrant, and I guess I'll just meet him over there.
Fine.
You gonna be here?
For the time being.
Having a stroke, Inspector?
No. Just so happens to be Filipino Tagalog talk. What I said was, good morning, you're off. Yeah, I kind of picked it up from tagging around with that little filly of mine from Manila.
Inspector.
Hey, Monty.
I take it you heard about the building.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Monty. But then it occurred to me, you know, that I hadn't been around for a while, so I thought I'd stop by and invite my favorite deputy inspector to lunch.
Look, they haven't made the promotion announcements yet.
Yeah, that may well be, Barney, but it appears to me that all the competition is dwindling down to a precious few.
Inspector, I...
Hello, Sergeant Paris.
Oh, Perlita, what a pleasant surprise. Has the inspector been hiding you someplace?
Not all the time.
Well, look who's here.
What brings you to these gates, Pearlie?
You promised me you were going to meet me at the Woolworths for lunch, Frank.
Was that today? I thought you'd be shopping at Klein's Papers.
I called your office.
Oh, did you?
They told me you were here.
Did they?
Can we go now?
No. I'm afraid I made a luncheon engagement with Captain Miller.
I'll take a rain check.
Don't be silly, Barney. Believe the runs of stairs. Not your pineapple.
Not really. I mean, it's important that we talk, Frank. Now.
Don't speak to me in that tone of voice, sweet little Lonnie. We ain't married yet, you know.
Perhaps that would be for the best.
Perhaps it would.
Well, if that's what you want...
Maybe I do.
That's fine with me.
That's fine with me, too. Want to take that attitude? Why don't you ooze on back to lose on? I'll mail order out for another one of you. Come on.
I think I'll pass, Inspector.
Huh? I'm fine. Fine, I'll eat alone. Used to it. I like it.
Well, this day is shaping up nicely.
You can step inside here. Come on.
Okay. I hope you realize you disrupted a very important lecture.
I don't want to hear it.
What do we got here? This is Vincent Thorndike.
How do you do?
picked him up at the Econo Institute of Mercantile Management.
I am the dean.
Really? When we got there, he was teaching a class. He must have had 50 people there.
Today was midterms.
We called it early recess. Dietrich stayed to look around, but he found this on a bulletin board. It's the curriculum for the spring semester.
This is a flagrant violation of academic freedom, you know.
False IDs. Theory and application. Check kiting. Does it work? Robert Vesco, man or myth?
That's an elective.
I see.
Look, the point is that everything I'm doing here is legal and above board and designed to enlighten and educate restaurateurs, merchants, and everybody else who's added up to here with getting ripped off.
That's not what you told us, Professor Thorndike.
No!
What are these broads?
Two of your recent graduates. Picked them up for trying to pass a phony credit card, which they say they got from you.
Hey, look, I don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, it's my word against theirs. So unless you guys got something to charge me with, I'm going to be heading back to the Institute, because I got essays to grade.
You want to have a seat, Professor?
Thank you.
Warwitz took Professor Vinny down for pictures and prints.
Okay.
So what are we going to do with Lucy and Ethel?
I'll draw up a desk appearance ticket.
What a guy.
All right, ladies. I'm going to give you a desk appearance ticket. Release you on your own recognizance.
What does that mean?
That means we trust you. We think we can count on your cooperation.
For what?
For your testimony when Professor Thorndike comes to trial. And for your promise not to pull a fool stunt like that again.
Oh, don't worry. We learned our lesson.
Oh, crime doesn't pay.
Here you go, ladies.
Thank you very much, Captain.
You're a very considerate and attractive person.
Well, why don't we have dinner some night?
Still.
I heard. I'm leaving now.
I understand.
And in case I don't see you again, I'd like to thank you for all your kindness, consideration, and the nice letter.
Don't mention.
Barney, give us the swell lunch, Barney. Miss Savala.
I was just leaving.
Oh, yeah?
Goodbye, Frank.
No, wait a minute. I just got back here. Now, where are you going?
What difference does it make?
You just can't go out roaming around the streets, not in this city.
I have nothing more to say to you, Frank.
Oh, well, maybe I've got something to say to you.
What is that?
Huh? Well, I don't know. Just give me a second to think about it, will you?
You want to,
Thanks, Monty. After you, Miss Avalon.
Hold my claws, Monty.
Twenty says he doesn't get any calls.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, since your arrival in our fair city, I think we enjoyed a lot of pleasant moments together.
I think so, too.
Do you? Oh, that's very... Now, just one word, Polita. No. I mean, we can't just ignore the vast differences in our ages. I mean, I'll be pushing 60. What, you're 34 years old? Huh? You know what that means, don't you?
You're older?
Exactly. Well, I mean, What about living accommodations? We got married, you'd probably want to move right in with me, right? Well, you see my apartment, lousy little stinking one room, probably ain't half as big as that bamboo hut you're used to running around in.
That's true.
Sure. Sure, and then you got your funny Filipino ways, you know, to convey. Well, I got my idiosyncrasies, too, but I don't completely understand myself. And then you're young, attractive, and vital. It just doesn't make any sense.
What are you saying, Frank?
I'm saying I want to marry you. What do you think I'm saying? I'm saying that I'd be honored if you'd accept my hand in holy matrimony.
That would be fine, Frank.
What? That's it, huh? That was easy.
Of course, there's no question the stairs have to go. I thought maybe in, Right.
What can I do for you, Mr. Norrell?
I'd like you to meet Joseph Saxon, my architect.
Oh, my God. God.
Saxon?
Yes. I thought I'd bring him around, show him what we're up against.
Well, she talked me into it.
Hey, that.
We're engaged.
Spectacular.
Wonderful.
Congratulations, Inspector.
Thank you. No sense wasting any more time around here. Guess we might as well go out and get our blood tested. Reserve us one of them love tubs out in the Poconos.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you guys, when I get back to my honeymoon, huh? If I get back.
Let's go, Frank.
Yes. All right. Guess I'll be hearing a lot of that.
All right. Take it easy. All right. See you on your toes, Inspector.
Have a good time.
I don't believe it. I can't believe it. I don't even want to think about it.
Excuse me, do you know what the actual square footage of this room is?
The hell are you asking me for?
Well, you work here, don't you?
That's supposed to be funny.
Jack.
Hello, Joe. You have things to do?
Yeah, but why the hell bother?
Whoa, Joe.
Barn, these guys come breezing in here acting like they own the whole damn world. Like we're the ones getting in the way. I mean, we might as well just chuck the whole thing right now and just go sit in the street.
My office.
What's that going to accomplish?
Fine. He's got a point.
I got dibs on a curb.
Come on! It's just a building! And a damn lousy one at that! I mean, we sweat like pigs in the summertime, freeze our tails off in the winter. I've got a bathroom that's an embarrassment, the roof leaks. You really want my opinion? We should have been out of here years ago.
Roof, huh?
All right, it's been home. We've done some damn fine work here. Well, we can't take that away from us. But what would be so terrible if we moved to some nicer quarters, someplace with electric typewriters, with a bathroom that's a bathroom, and a window that actually looks out on something? What would be so terrible? The point is, what's the difference where we work? As long as we're working together.
I hear they got a Mr. Coffee over at Manhattan South.
Well, there you go. Why don't you grab yourself a cup when you drop off the professor here? You can head on home from there.
Thanks, Mark.
You guys, too. It's almost checkout time. Go ahead. I don't know.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I feel better.
Listen, Captain, I think we'll be heading out, too. We're going to take a look at that roof. Hey, nice speech.
Thank you.
You know, he's right. This place is in a lot of trouble.
Leave it alone.
You know, if it's a matter of a deed or like a law interest.
Bart, Arthur and I are going to stop for a bite. You want to join us?
No, I got some paperwork to finish up.
Better hurry.
Good night.
See you, Bart.
Good night, Barney.
All the best episodes, all day, all night, all weekend. It's a Fandemonium Marathon on TV Land, where TV fans go for weekend TV satisfaction.